Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Football Ramble Premier League preview show sponsored by Bet365. Happy Friday, everybody. My name is Marcus Speller and Pete Donaldson's here.
Happy birthday, everyone.
And Jim Campbell's here.
Happy birthday greetings.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary
Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah, again.
It is Friday, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it depends when you listen to this, of course. But it is the preview show. We're going to talk about the weekend's footballing action, or some of it anyway.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm up in Leicester on Saturday, and Newcastle are playing Leicester at St James's Park. So I'm hoping that Leicester
You've
have a terrible
time. You've
got
your tickets wrong, mate.
I booked the wrong ticket, didn't I?
What have I done? You used to work at Leicester City.
I did, when it was Filbert Street, yeah. And I used to cut up the hot pork and hand out some sweet, sweet applesauce.
That's it.
I saw Robbie Savage once when I was walking past with a huge side of pork. And I did throw hot fat on him. So, you know, that's reserve, isn't it?
Life's full of little regrets, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
What did you specifically apply for pork cutter?
Yeah, but if we could get on with the football, Marcus.
Yeah, OK.
Yeah.
You've changed your tune, haven't you? Pete Donaldson wants to talk about football.
Tired of this whimsy.
So we will. Is Luke Moore here?
Luke Moore is not here, but his replacement is...
Yeah.
It's a child's toy that Pete found on a desk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The chat is less, but it's just as intelligible.
It really is.
Chelsea are at home against Norwich. Jim, can Chelsea cause an upset here?
Luke shot. Jiminy cricket. Goodness me.
Whoa. Can Norwich cause an upset? Well, I keep thinking this is going to be the game where Chelsea turn it around, and they keep not doing it.
Yep.
So I don't know. I would think they probably will get a win here, a fairly comfortable one, and then lose against Spurs next weekend.
Yeah,
they've got a game in Europe as well. I think Maccabi Tel Aviv they're going away to, and then they've got Tottenham after that. So I think this is one that will paper over the cracks for a bit, and then more lulls about Chelsea
more
later on.
Pete, is Chelsea Norwich too hard to call?
Well, the odds are quite unequivocal, to be quite frank. The Bet365 odds on Chelsea winning that one. 2-0 is 6-1, so if you put a score on that, it's £140, so not too bad. Not too shoddy.
Not too shabby at all. We've had the international break and Mourinho is still in the job, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
So it looks like he won't be going anywhere for a while. But really, that was touch and go for Mourinho. The international break was the time where people thought if they could get Ancelotti or somebody of a similar calibre.
Chelsea did really well to not lose a game in that time.
They did very well.
It's an upturn in their fortune.
And Mourinho's probably enjoyed the international break more than anybody, the spotlight being off him. Mm. Incredible. I mean, it's a home match against a promoted team is a welcome fixture for Chelsea.
Yeah.
And that's no disrespect to Norwich, but that's a factual statement.
It is.
Their league positions and their goal difference and everything is remarkably similar, isn't it?
It is, yes. It is very similar. I think they've got an identical goal difference, 16-4 and 23 against.
Isn't that incredible in 2015? I did not see that one coming.
And Chelsea are a point below Norwich. Norwich. So it's all to play for.
It's a 6-pointer, Marcus. Well, by
Chelsea,
the sounds of it.
Chelsea have only won once in their last 6 Premier League games, and they've lost their last 3 league matches as well. Whereas Norwich, they beat Swansea last time out, and perhaps unlucky just not to get a point against Manchester City.
I mean, they've had a week off, or just over a week off. They might get a couple of players back. They might be well rested, and it's a pretty good match to play against Norwich, against one of the promoted sides.
And the dressing room might be harmonious all of a sudden.
Norwich may have, I'm not sure how many many internationals they have in their squad, but I imagine it will be far fewer than Chelsea. Mm. So they might actually be fresher. Might take the game to them and do them. Could be a big one for Nathan Redmond.
Over.
That's right.
I think Redmond's unlucky not to have had an England call-up yet.
Oh, I don't know, Jim.
Oh, he seems to just make a difference in every game I see him in.
Yeah, I think he's, what, got 4-8 or something like that for the league appearances this season. I think it's too early. He's played
In the context of just anyone seeming to get an England call-up, I think Redmond is having a good season, and I'm excited by him.
He doesn't always start for Norwich, though. I mean, he starts the majority of games. I mean, he has been their biggest goal threat this season, despite them having Carl Lafferty on their books.
And just seeming to ignore him. It's like they don't know they can use him. It's a really odd thing, isn't it?
Maybe he's just winding everybody up at the club.
Maybe that's it. He's just annoying everyone.
And so they're
so
winding
much.
Him right. up by not
You know
playing.
What we're going to do? Put Cameron Jerome in ahead of you. How funny is that?
Is he like Klauser? Because he obviously scored a lot of goals for Germany.
Is Kyle Lafferty like Miroslav
Klose?
Yes, the greatest goal scorer in the history of the World Cup.
Yes, that.
Yeah, okay. In some ways, both men.
Both bipedal.
Both men.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like, the difference between international form and league form.
To be fair, Carl Lafferty's international form has been very good as
Superb.
Well.
Yeah.
Mm. Why is he not getting...
Hence was my point.
Yes, that's true. Very
but you
true.
Wonder what is going on behind the scenes.
Oh, Luke agrees with you.
Luke
or
agrees.
Disagrees. We'll never know.
No.
With
you
that
wonder,
noise.
You wonder what's going on behind the scenes at Norwich that means Lafferty's not getting a look in there. Because he's already made noises about how he might have to move in January to sort of get football, which is just practice for him ahead of the Euros.
Maybe they obviously prefer playing with Cameron Jerome. He's already got a couple this season. The Congolese striker, Mbokani, he started well.
Mbokani.
He's already scored a couple of goals, I think, in the
he
four
looks
games.
A handful.
He's got a decent goal scoring record, actually. Mm. I think they've got a player there, and that could make the difference. I obviously don't think Carl Lafferty's that good. Is Carl Lafferty going to be the difference between Norwich and Chelsea? You would perhaps think not.
Carl Lafferty coming on and getting the winner would be just superb, wouldn't it? But it'd be like the international break had sort of seeped into the Premier League.
And then the kit man runs in the Superman costume. Hello. Hello.
Why would the Republic of Ireland kit man be there?
I'm just saying, because he's celebrating an international win.
Yeah, he's got nothing on.
Yeah, exactly.
Apart from his Superman suit.
Apart from an enormous hangover. He's got to try and clear that. Willian's been a key player for Chelsea, but he's also been in South America.
Yeah, exactly. He's been one of their best players, unquestionably.
Despite having an amazing level of energy, he could be a bit knackered.
Yeah.
But he's taken to scoring free kicks of late, which is very handy.
He got 4 in 4, didn't he? I think he's got 5 for the season, and he got 4 in a row at one stage, which is amazing.
Did he just, Jim?
I think
did
so.
Did he just? Well, yeah, we certainly look forward to the battle at the bridge. Newcastle United, they're at home to Leicester City.
Don't say them like that. Newcastle United.
No, I'm saying, oh my goodness.
It's like you're ruffling the hair and going, get along, you.
Does it come?
You pop off down Horvis mine.
Hey, my mind is cast back to that great 4-3 game when Leicester were 3-1 up thanks to goals from Heskey and the boys, and then Shearer thought, no,
I'm not having this.
Yeah. Advertising hoardings are collapsing all right round the stadium. Is it St. James's Park? It was St. James's Park, wasn't it?
It was at the time, and then it of course became the Sports Direct Arena.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Terrible.
If Vardy's fit, he'll be on for equaling Ruud van Nistelrooy's record of 10 goals in 10 Premier League games. Pete Donaldson, you told us that if he's not fit for that game, the record will still stand if he scores whenever he's next available.
Yeah, because
which is fair.
It is fair because people forget that Van Nistelrooy's goal scoring record was over 2 seasons, and I think the third, I can't remember who the third player is, but that was in between like a 3-month layoff as well. So,
do you think that should stand Van Nistelrooy's record? I suppose it.
Well, it's, you know, it, technically it does, doesn't it? Is it scoring consecutive appearances, which is maybe how it should be presented.
Yeah. It's kind of like when rain stops playing Wimbledon and it helps one player. Like he's not doing very well and then he comes back and, you know, something like that. Something like that. Vardy won player of the month for October after netting 5 goals in 4 games.
That'll do it.
In Europe's top leagues, only Aubameyang and Lewandowski have scored more than him.
Lewandowski will do it in one match.
Like, 5 in 20 minutes, whatever it was.
Yeah. Don't penalise him for that.
I'm not.
Right.
I'm
being astounded. If anything, he should be awarded.
Yeah, 5 goals at least.
Leicester City 1 point off the top behind Man City and Arsenal. Only Man City have scored more in the league than them so far. However, 5 teams, all near the bottom, have conceded. Only 5 teams have conceded more than Leicester City. They score a lot, they concede a lot.
I think, you know, it's, we all know that is a, when you look at that, those top three, that's, it's a false position, isn't it? Arsenal are going to fall away from that.
Oh, there's Boom. Jim Campbell there with the jokes.
But if Arsenal lose and Manchester Leicester City lose this weekend. I'm not saying they will. Leicester will probably beat Newcastle, and they could be sitting pretty on top of the Barclays Premier League. Incredible scenes.
City have got a tough game. They've got Liverpool.
Mm. They do, and Arsenal away to Tony Pulis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that
never enjoyable?
Yeah. He might not be in charge of Stoke, Jim, but he's still in charge of another team.
A Pulis 11.
Do you know that injury list, Jim? That's about to get a lot longer. It's just me.
A lot of players out with broken jaws suddenly. What are they doing at the training ground?
Well, I mean, you would imagine that Newcastle will concede because they do concede. You'd imagine that Leicester will concede. But Newcastle just don't score.
You don't need that big an imagination for that as well.
No, you really don't. It really isn't that hard to imagine.
I mean, on form, you're going to get thumped.
Mind you, Peter, you say that, but Newcastle, two clean sheets in their last two games.
Yeah, that one against Bournemouth was brilliant, wasn't it?
Oi!
Well, you still kept them out.
I was going to say, the keeper played his part, well, too much perhaps.
Yeah, and he couldn't play for Ireland this week, so, you know.
What, was he still traumatised? Was he shell-shocked?
Yeah. As the old expression goes, a clean sheet's a clean sheet's a clean sheet.
Well, you would imagine that Newcastle will concede. I think Rob Elliott will be picking the ball out of his net at some point. Vardy to score a tenner will bag you at £22 at 6-5 on Bet365. So, now you know.
There you are. I think that's a good bet.
Is it not?
Leicester City are the favourites going away to Newcastle United. What wonderful days we're living in, people. What wonderful days. We're going to talk about more Premier League action after this. So good. Very good. Very good. So good.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble Premier League preview show with Bet365. I say Premier League because it's Premier League time. Obviously, last week it was international football. Mm. Left that out of the title. Didn't need it.
Prem leg.
Need it now. But we're going to the big one, Manchester City versus Liverpool. Perhaps Klopp's biggest test so far in charge of Liverpool, despite having played away to the champions.
Yeah.
It is, though, isn't it, Jim?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the City have been just on the rampage at times this season. And we have seen them do their typical City thing of just having these surprising games where they're not really at the races. But
which was the case against Aston Villa when they drew nil-nil.
Absolutely. And to a degree, Man United as well, although that was a strange game in which neither really seemed to want to
derby away to Manchester United.
Yeah, but there was no real urgency from either side.
True.
It was an odd performance. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, where City sometimes come out in this baffling way. And I guess Liverpool will hope for that. But the firepower they have, and obviously the added narrative of Sterling being there, having had a good start to the season and being in his new home ground, that might be a bit of a sideshow as well.
So. That's right, yeah. But they are scoring a lot of goals, Manchester City, despite Aguero being out. I mean, before that 0-0 with Aston Villa, they scored 23 goals in 7 matches. Obviously, Aguero's always going to be missed. Bonny has stepped up, although he might miss the match with an injury too, and David Silva looks like he'll be out of it as well.
Sami Nasri's out too.
Yeah, they don't have, Man City don't have James Milner to play out front for them.
No.
So they might go for Iheanacho.
Yeah,
That
said, Milner's such a sort of versatile player. Maybe he could fill in for City.
Yeah. He'd be the player, wouldn't he? You remember back in the day when you'd be playing and you had your full complement of players and the opposition, like if you're playing schoolboy level, they maybe only turned up with like 9 men or something and you'd give them a couple of players. If that was the case in the Premier League, you know James Milner would do
it. Absolutely.
It just would happen, wouldn't it?
Just, yeah, he'd turn up for teams he's got no, you know, no connection to at all. Just sub for hire.
But there's narrative all over the place, Jim. Not all over the place, mainly with Sterling and Milner.
All over Sterling.
Yeah. But Milner.
Yeah, but it's a bit different, isn't it?
Because
I think Milner will get a good reception. because he was such a loyal servant.
It'd be great if he scored the winner. A massive over-celebration like we saw Adebayor do to the Arsenal fans. But obviously in the reverse because they're away from home. That would be fair. It would just be so unlike James Milner to do something like that.
Throwing a chair at him.
Ripping up one of those fancy car seats.
I mean, on bet365.com, if you do put a tenner on Wilfred Bonny, you did say that he might be injured, but if Wilfred Bonny scores, you'll get a return of 21 quid. It's 11 to 10. So, you know, he's the favourite score, I do believe.
But, not too shabby. Klopp drew his first three matches in all competitions with Liverpool. Then he won his next three in all competitions before losing to Pardew's Palace at Anfield.
Are you saying he's going to lose the next two?
That's how it's going to go, I think. He's already established the dynamic.
Yeah.
And hopefully the next Everton game will just fall into the pattern correctly for his sake. Klopp at Liverpool, it's an interesting start. It's a bit of a tricky one. He doesn't have the squad he would perhaps have hoped for. But do you think, I mean, Liverpool, they're playing better than they were under Rodgers, do you not think?
Absolutely. Well, they've got some thrust now, haven't they? Some momentum as well. They sort of, they're building a new project. And I think this is the cycle that Liverpool have been trapped in for a long time now, that every, you know, few seasons or every 3 years, however long. And this happens. And the squad is a bit of a mismatch of or a mismatch.
I know what you mean. No, you are right. I know.
Of different managers' ideas and hopes. And who knows? It could be frustrating for them if this season doesn't sort of show any progress. Yet at the same time, you're going to think, well, it's Klopp. He's not had a chance to put his stamp on the squad yet. Let's still be excited. Generally, they're a positive bunch, aren't they, Liverpool? They always expect wins.
Yeah. They're a positive
bunch. They are.
You guys, you plucky little so-and-sos.
But that's why I think, like, you know, Klopp will get a lot longer than other managers because of the sort of the boost he's given the club in terms of what they can realistically expect, because he's a big character, he plays good football, they know this is coming. Do you know what I mean? That's an exciting thing. If that hasn't happened yet, you're not going to go, oh, he's rubbish, sack him. You're going to go, yeah, it needs to settle down, this isn't his squad, blah, 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 blah. And it's exciting times for Liverpool, surely.
Yeah, you make a good point, by the way, when you say about the managers having come and gone with very different ideas. I know that can happen, but this is really quite a big one. I mean, if we go all the way back to, say, Roy Hodgson. You go from Roy Hodgson to Dalglish. I know they're a bit old school in their ways and how they carry themselves, but still quite different. And then, you know, Rodgers comes in a little bit later on in the scene. Very different.
And also,
now, I know the players have changed, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, for that exact reason, Rodgers almost counts as two or three managers, given how many players he bought.
Yeah.
Just chucking into that cycle.
But also with Rodgers, he took a step up to take that job, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Dalglish had done it before. So he was kind of coming back. That was a kind of a bit of a weird hire. Hodgson probably earned it, you'd probably argue. But Klopp, it's kind
it
of
was a step up for Hodgson in
Klopp
England.
Klopp is kind of it's kind of a sideways move for Klopp, I think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's come from winning a title, he's been in the Champions League final. You could argue it's a step down.
I'm sure Liverpool fans wouldn't argue that.
James at the football on the look.
But you are right. Because with Rodgers, you know, there was so much to go on about his philosophy and all that kind of stuff, and then Klopp comes in and bang, he'll be straight at them with his ideas as well.
Yeah,
and I know, you know, good players will always adapt, but maybe one or two of those Liverpool fans are thinking, oh, can't we just have a manager who comes in and just goes, right boys, go out there and have fun. Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, the fact that Klopp's philosophy is so well known to the point where it has a name in the Gegenpress is immediately more than Rodgers' philosophy had.
True. That is very
it was hard to work out what it was at times.
That was kind of pragmatism and envelopes. That's the very much the story of his tenure at Liverpool. I think.
And I think he'd be pleased with that legacy.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. A job at the Royal Mail beckons. Spurs versus West Ham is a huge match. It's an enormous one. It's an underrated derby, this, because they hate each other.
They absolutely do.
Almost to the point of Arsenal-Spurs. Yeah, it's not that far off.
It isn't far off. Yeah, it really, really isn't. In London, there are just so many fans of those three clubs that they sort of often clash. It is a massive, massive derby, as you rightly say, mate. And there are just so many fans of those three clubs in London.
That's right.
As you say, the West Ham Spurs one is so. People don't understand how heated that is. Yeah. It is so.
It's like the 70s teams, isn't it? They're the ones that were quite good during the 60s and 70s, and now they're like everyone's sort of grown up and gone, oh, we're back, we're fighting each other. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Well, we can't be as good as the other ones, but we're better than you. That's basically what they scream at each other for eternity.
Very much an Arsenal fan's view on that. But,
a Chelsea fan would agree with me.
Yeah.
And AFC Wimbledon. It's fifth versus sixth.
It's fifth versus it's sixth,
it's
Peter.
Fifth versus fifth.
It's incredible.
They're on the
incredible.
Same points. They're 5 points behind the league leaders. Mm. And either side needs a win to keep themselves in the title race.
Yeah. West Ham as well have had that amazing run of away form. But I have a feeling that will come to an end at White Hart Lane. I think Spurs are going to win it.
Spurs are quite pragmatic these days. And West Ham, they do like playing a more conservative style against the bigger sides. We saw them do it at Chelsea at Upton Park. But I know what you mean. There is an air of that run against sides who are probably better than them coming to an end this. Bilic will know how he'll set up against Spurs, but I do like Spurs at the moment. Obviously, Eric Dier and Dele Alli are at the forefront of their new resurgence.
And because of that, it's given them a base to build from, and they look really adept at actually breaking those teams down. If teams want to come and just defend against them, they'll be happy with that. They'll pick that apart.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've looked great in a number of games this season, Spurs. Against Arsenal as well, which I mean, probably should have won
superb.
That game.
They really should have won it.
Yeah, and they've seemed to have
cowards.
They seem to have stepped it up in the last few games, you could have argued. I mean, they've drawn 6 games more than any other team in the league, and they've only lost once, which is the same as Leicester. Only Leicester can boast that in the league. Only Spurs and Leicester have lost one game.
They're the pace car.
They are. They really are. But they don't concede many, old Spursies. And Harry Kane is now scoring for them. So it all boding quite well. And I've mentioned this a number of times about Spurs being in the top four or the top two and all funny things like that. But Spurs now, there's a realisation of, right, let's take this up a step. Yeah. And that performance against Arsenal, I mean, oh my goodness, if they'd have won that, my giddy aunt.
Yeah, also, when you look at a player like Dele Alli, he was voted man of the match in that game, also had voted man of the match for England at Wembley, scoring an absolute beauty. And, you know, a young player like that, when they get that sort of confidence boost, sometimes they just ride on the crest of that for a good while. And, you know, he's certainly one to keep an eye on in that game.
Well, look at Kane last season.
Exactly the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, a few people have said that Spurs have got quite a good core of English players, and one or two journalists have actually said that has helped with the community side of things at the club and the cohesion. If you've got a decent base there of people who maybe understand the club a little bit more, it kind of permeates through the side. And it seems, especially under Pochettino, obviously you don't have to be English to get the club, and you don't have to be English to understand the area and the dynamics and so on and so forth. But there is something that could be said for that, you know what I mean? But under Pochettino as well, it seems a very happy camp, it seems a very focused camp as well. And if they can beat West Ham and a few other results go their way, they'll be right up there.
I mean, they're certainly helping England out, I think, with the nucleus of players they've got.
We said this about Pochettino. A lot of players have come through under his expert guidelines and gone on to get England debuts.
I just think Hodgson being in charge of England is a waste of his 6 languages he knows. I just don't think he should be England manager anymore. And a lot of the press seem to agree. Pardew out of Palace and into England.
Are you officially backing it?
God, no.
Yeah,
God,
I was going to say, you've taken a turn for the better, is what I would say. On the subject of Spurs versus West Ham, that's the bet of the week, Peter. It's within that match.
It's within that. Every single week we do a Bet365 bet of the week. We've got our own £50 bet every week with the winnings going to charity of Prostate Cancer UK. Obviously doing some fantastic work. It's a great, great cause. We've gone for a double this week. We've got Dele Alli to score in a Spurs win against West Ham. It's 9-1, people. It's not a bad price. You know, he's had a really good week. And so 9-1 with 50 quid on the score and Spurs to win at that price. If that comes in, we get £500, including your stake. So not too shoddy.
Lovely old job.
That's a Donaldson night out.
I think that's an excellent night.
£500 and a stake.
Indeed. And remember, you do need to be of the age of 18 to bet. Gamble responsibly. And for more information on responsible gambling, do get yourself to gambleaware.co.uk.
I think it's a good bet because Dele Alli's fresh from scoring that lovely goal for England, despite a slight deflection.
A slight deflection.
Which nobody
still went in.
In the same way that prices are subject to change, the flight of the ball is subject to change.
Yes.
I think.
That's right. But it did take a little deflection. Nobody mentioned that because they didn't want to, because it was, let's celebrate a young Englishman scoring a lovely goal. Mm. But it reminded me as well, remember when David Beckham scored that beautiful curler at Old Trafford for England against Wales to make it a 2-0 win, then he got himself booked so he could miss the next match.
Mm. That was odd, wasn't it, seeing Beckham behave like that?
Yeah. Because everyone said to him, why did did you get booked to right at the end? And he went, well, I was being clever because I was already on a book, and then I would miss an easy game and then be back for the good one. And then I think it was rescinded or something. He got punished or
he
something.
He was being clever up to a point.
But the point was, that great goal he scored in that game, that took a slight deflection as well.
It did.
Are deflections helping football?
Because they certainly take the shine off it. I remember a weekend of
the Premier League
a few weeks ago where every amazing goal seemed to have a slight deflection. Not really enough to misjudge the flight of the ball for the keeper, but it just annoyed me.
Did it?
Really annoyed me.
Still annoying you now, I think.
Hit it truer, people. Hit it truer.
There we are. You filled in for Luke for the bet of the week. What would he have said about all this?
He probably would have said... Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a good one. It was a long one, then a little one at the end. Lovely, lovely.
Lovely old job. Right, yeah. Then. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for lending us your ears on this Friday.
Freienstag.
If you want to get in touch, the email address is show@thefootballramble.com. The Twitter is @FootballRamble. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And check out the 4-4 tunes.
Oh, it's so good this week. Even just got a minute a bit more, I think. I think that's what it needed.
It's a bit of star quality.
It did, yeah.
It centred around Pete, the Irish cheese, and Cristiano Ronaldo. If you'd listen to the main show, then you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah, check
it's
it out.
Worth it anyway.
Check it out, youtube.com/footballramble. Mm. We are on it. We are in it. YouTube, beware. We're coming.
Yeah, subscribe to it.
Thank you very much for listening to the Premier League preview show, the Football Ramble Premier League preview show, sponsored by Bet365. Of course, have a lovely weekend, and we'll see you at the start of next week.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.